This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Kanuma, Kanuma. Active ingredient, S. sibelipase alpha, RCE. This leaflet provides important information about using Kanuma. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Kanuma. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Kanuma? Kanuma contains the active ingredient sibelipase alpha RCE. Sibelipase alpha RCE is similar to the naturally occurring enzyme lysosomal acidylipase, LAL, which the body uses to break down fats. Kanuma is an enzyme replacement therapy. This means that it replaces the missing or defective LAL enzyme in patients with LALD. Kanuma is used to treat patients of all ages with lysosomal acidylipase deficiency, LALD. Kanuma works by lowering the buildup of fat that causes medical complications, including impaired growth, digestive problems, liver damage, including liver failure and heart complications. It also improves blood levels of fats, including reducing elevated low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, LDL, also known as bad cholesterol and triglycerides. What should I know before I use Kanuma? Warnings. Do not use Kanuma if you or your child has had a life-threatening allergic reaction to sibelipase alpha RCE, to any of the ingredients listed at underscore the end of this leaflet, or to egg that cannot be managed when you or your child receives Kanuma again. Some symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. If you are not sure whether you or your child should be treated with Kanuma, talk to your doctor. You or your child may experience side effects while being given Kanuma or during the hours following the infusion. This is known as an infusion reaction. It can sometimes be severe and may include an allergic reaction. See above. Some symptoms of an allergic reaction may include: if you or your child experiences a severe infusion reaction, seek immediate medical attention. If you or your child has an infusion reaction, you may be given additional medicines to treat or prevent future reactions. These medicines may include antihistamines, fever-reducing medicines, or corticosteroids, a type of anti-inflammatory medicines. If the infusion reaction is severe, your doctor may stop the infusion. Check with your doctor if you or your child has allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor. If you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant, your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. There is insufficient data from the use of Kanuma in pregnant women to determine if sibelipase alpha RCE exposure during pregnancy poses any risk to the mother or fetus. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether Kanuma passes into breast milk. You should not breastfeed while using Kanuma unless you have discussed it with your doctor. Your doctor will discuss the benefits and risks of continuing treatment with Kanuma whilst breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you or your child are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. It is not known if Kanuma interferes with other medicines or other medicines affects Kanuma and how it works. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Kanuma. How do I use Kanuma? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. The dose you or your child receives is based on body weight. Infants less than 6 months of age. For patients who have signs and symptoms of the disease when they are infants, the recommended starting dose is 1 mg per kg or 3 mg per kg of body weight once weekly. Children and adults, the recommended dose is 1 mg per kg body weight once every 2 weeks. Dose adjustments may be considered, based on how well your child responds to treatment. Canuma should be started at as young an age as possible, and is intended for long-term use. Your doctor or nurse will give Canuma to you or your child by an infusion, drip into a vein. Canuma will be diluted before being administered. Each infusion will take approximately 1 to 2 hours. You or your child will be monitored by your doctor or nurse after infusion. If you forget to use Canuma, if you forget or miss you or your child's appointment for a Canuma infusion, contact your doctor immediately. If you use too much Canuma, as Canuma is given to you or your child under the supervision of your doctor, it is unlikely that you will receive too much. What should I know while using Canuma? Things you should do. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you or your child is taking this medicine. Keep appointments with your doctor or clinic. It is important to have your or your child's Canuma infusion at underscore the appointed time each time, to make sure Canuma has the best chance of providing effective treatment for the condition. Call your doctor straight away if you or your child experiences a severe infusion reaction. You or your child may experience a side effect while you or your child is being given Canuma, or during the hours following the infusion. This is known as an infusion reaction, which can sometimes be severe and may include an allergic reaction that could be life-threatening and require medical treatment. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Canuma affects you. It is not known if Canuma impairs the ability to drive or operate machinery. However, if you experience dizziness or reported side effect, it could affect your ability to drive or operate machinery until it has resolved. Looking after your medicine. Canuma will be stored under refrigeration, 2°C to 8°C. Do not freeze in the original packaging, in order to protect from light in the hospital or pharmacy. When to discard your medicine. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask underscore your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Side effects reported in infants 1 to 6 months older. Eyelid swelling. Fast heartbeat. Diarrhea. Vomiting. Rash. Raised rash. Fever. Low red blood cell count. Running nose. Cold. Cough. Development of blood proteins against the drug. Catheter-related infection. Reaction at underscore the site of infusion. Side effects reported in children and adults are headache. Dizziness. Stomachache. Diarrhea. Constipation. Nausea. Tiredness. Fever. Cold. Throat pain. Rash, raised rash, stomach bloating. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Severe allergic reaction, anaphylactic reaction, hypersensitivity, chills, eczema, laryngeal edema, nausea, itching and hives, decreased oxygen in the blood, blood pressure increased, rapid breathing. Allergy may also present as fast heartbeat, low blood pressure, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, rapid breathing, chest discomfort, mild swelling of eyelids, red eyes, runny nose, flushing, hives, itching, diarrhea, paleness, wheezing, low blood oxygen, skin redness, irritability. In infants, allergic reaction may present as irritability, agitation, vomiting, hives, eczema, itching, paleness. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Kanuma contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Cibilipase alpha RCE. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium citrate. Citric acid monohydrate. Albumin. Water for injection. Potential allergens. Egg. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Kanuma looks like. Kanuma is a clear to slightly opalescent and colorless to slightly colored solution contained in a glass vial. Pack size. One vial containing 10 milliliters of concentrate. Or star 274498. Who distributes Kanuma? Election Pharmaceuticals Australasia Pty Limited. Level 4. 66 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Medical inquiries. 1-800-788-189. This leaflet was prepared in June 2023.